Among the mitzvahs deraisa that we fill at the Seder is the mitzvah of Sipur Etzias Mitzrayim. And many diunim already in Rishonim and certainly in Achronim, how is this distinct from the day-to-day mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? We even mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the focus between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. And we, of course, paskin like the Shita of Ben Zoma, that Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. And that means that each and every day a person is obligated to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if that really is the case, so how is it that Pesach indeed is different? The Rabban already points out, Manishtana is not an exhaustive list of all the differences between Pesach and the balance of the days. Why, in fact, the Baal Haggadah highlighted those four kashas, that itself is something which is significant. But there are many, many differences, obviously, between what we do on a typical night as opposed to what we do at the Lo Seder. So maybe a very, very basic question is as follows. Is it clear that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every night is a din daraisa? If it's not a din daraisa, so therefore the question doesn't begin. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is clearly a din daraisa. That's the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and Kufna Zayin. That's obvious. So if there is no such mitzvah of Zechira at night, so therefore, the question, of course, is a non-starter. We pointed out in the very beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shmor Dor Sameach, already troubled, that the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Zechira, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Sefer Mitzvahs at all, not even Bayom. And why indeed is that true? Or Sameach writes a stunning ha'ara. He thinks that because according to the Rambam Shita, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan. All those drashos of the Mantiska and Kol Yimei Chayecha, all of that is an asmachta d'rabbanan. Why would it be a din d'rabbanan? Because our Sameach points out the following, that what pasuk are you going to point to? If you point to the pasuk in Parshas Bo, which sounds like a tzivui, Zachar es hayom hazeh. Zachar, an imperative. Yeah, but the pasuk is not referring to a daily obligation. After all, the pasuk ends v'lo ye'achel chametz. That's not referring to each and every day. So the pasuk in Parshas Bo of Zachar is referring to the Zman HaPesach. It's referring to this yontif. Oh, you'll tell me Parshas Re'eh. That's the Kol Yimei Chayecha. Kol Yimei Chayecha also is not mentioned as an absolute tzivui. Leman Tizkar does not sound like a tzivui. It sounds like an Asinas Tam. Why is in Parsha Sray that we have, right? The Yontif, the answer is Leman Tizka. It's Yom Seiskar Mitzrayim. So on the one hand, when you look in Parsha Sray, yeah, the Pasuk does mention Kol Yimei Chayecha. When you look in Parsha's Bo, the Torah does mention it's Tzivui of Zachar, but each one in and of itself really is somewhat incomplete in order to argue that there is an absolute mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day. So you have two possibilities. One possibility is like Rav Sameach, that you know what, maybe this is all an asmachta d'rabbanan, because there is no clear pasuk that you can point to as regarding a daily tzivui. And in Achinami, that's why the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs does not mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's not the mitzvah d'araisa at all. The other possibility, maybe pasuk pshat mechilta, is ba'zeh, b'lim en alzeh. You know, each pasuk sheds light on the other. The pasuk in Bo establishes that indeed there is a chiyuv, that's zachar, and the timing of the chiyuv, the duration of the chiyuv, how often is this fulfilled, for that you glean from Parshas Re'eh. And maybe in Achinami it's true, if I only had one of those psukim I wouldn't know, but now that you have both psukim, ba'zeh b'lim en alzeh, and indeed there is a mitzvah daraisa, and indeed that's what we assume, that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, this diuk in the Rambam omitted, you know, omissions in the Rambam can be for many, many different reasons. An omission from the Rambam does not have to be because you should realize that something is only a din drabanan. If you look in the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit already points out in his introduction that you're going to learn Sefer Mitzvos. You're going to see there's many, 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 many cases where the Rambam and the Ramban disagree whether something is or is not included in Sefer Mitzvos. So the Mabit writes, you should realize clearly that that's a technical machlokas. In most cases, the machlokas is really a technical one. It's not a substantive one as to whether something is daraisa or whether something is a din rabbanan. After all, the Rambam has sharashim. The Rambam has 14 requirements of something that has to be counted in Sefer HaMitzvos, which means you can have something which is a din d'oraisa, but you know what? Nonetheless, it's not going to be counted. That's what the Mabit writes in his Hakdama, and that's what the Mabit writes in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah. The Mabit specifically is referencing Birchas HaTorah, where the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of the Torah mitzvos, but the Mabit writes that does not mean that Birchas HaTorah is only a din d'rabbanan. When you look in the Gemara, Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, it doesn't sound like it's only a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. Minayin the Birchas HaTorah lefaneha min HaTorah, that's only a din d'rabbanan. But there are many reasons why it's not to be counted. For example, a technical machlokes. Do you count Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah as a single mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs? So maybe the Rambam sheet is Talmud Torah uvirchoseha is considered to be the mitzvah b'shlemusa of Esek b'Torah, and it's not considered to be two independent mitzvahs, but indeed as a din d'araisa. So one could argue, true, the Rambam does not mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it doesn't mean it's only a din d'rabbanan. Indeed, it's a din d'araisa. So why is it not counted? Why is it not counted? For Sleisik Shev B'Shem Reb Chaim, two possibilities. One possibility is Shoresh Gimel. Shoresh Gimel is where the Rambam writes that in order for something to be counted in Mina Mitzvos, it has to be a mitzvah which is Noheges L'Doros. It has to be something which is enduring. It doesn't mean that every moment it applies. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's certain mitzvahs we can't fulfill. That's true in practice. But that's not true in principle. In principle, the mitzvah, of course, is Noheges L'Doros. And the Rambam writes that's a requirement to be counted in Minyan HaMitzvos. Take a look, the magnificent Rambam. The Rambam writes, why is this true? The Rambam writes something that's beautiful, because the Pasuk says, Torah Tzipa Lanu, Morasha, Morasha. Morasha is everlasting. Morasha is not a Horasha. Morasha, the Rambam writes, is everlasting, everlasting. You know, the Torah only uses the phrase Morasha in two contexts, no? When it comes to Mitzvot HaTorah, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is as well. Oh, that's what the Rambam writes. Our connection to Eretz Yisrael is everlasting. That's not considered to be just a Horasha. Morasha means something that is Noheges L'Doros. Noheges L'Doros. It's a heritage. A heritage is not called a Horasha. Well, that's an important chiddush that indeed the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, if you're going to count a Horasha in Tariq Mitzvahs, the Rambam writes the number. It's like, whoa, a lot of homework, you know? If you're not busy today, the Rambam writes, you're going to have 300 additional mitzvahs. 300, wow, that sounds like a lot, no? If you're really going to count a Horasha, you're going to have an additional 300 mitzvahs. Okay, so that's the job for tomorrow. Now, what are the 300 mitzvahs that the Rambam is referring to? That's a lot. I think of, you know, Pesach Yisrael. You know, there are many mitzvahs that B'nai Yisrael had at that time. 300 is a large number. But that's what the Rambam writes. Oh, so is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Noheges L'Doros? Well, the Chachamim say yes. L'Havi L'Mos HaMashiach. But we pass them like Ben Zoma. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Bayom and Balayla. Kol Yemei Chayecha is not L'Havi L'Mos HaMashiach. Why is it not L'Havi L'Mos HaMashiach? What's wrong with that drasha? So you know what I would have said, but I would be dead wrong. You know what I would have said? That's obvious. You don't need that. Someone will say to me, how do you know tefillin is Noheges L'Doros? I would kind of look at you. No. What do you mean? All mitzvahs are Torah Noheges L'Doros. If something is Horasha, the Torah has to say, do this here and now. No, but the Torah gives us a mitzvah. That's what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is Morasha. So I would have said, but this is really not right, that Ben Zon would turn to the Chachamim and saying, what you're saying is obvious, so obvious it doesn't even require a pasuk. What's the pasuk for every other mitzvah in the Torah? Of course, mitzvahs are Noheges L'Doros. How do you know any mitzvah applies L'Doros? I'll tell you, Shatnez is only Horasha. You know what? You'll tell me, where's the pasuk that is Noheges L'Doros? You'll tell me, you don't need a pasuk that's Noheges L'Doros. So I would have said that's exactly what Ben Zoma says. You can use kol to tell you something else because what you're saying does not require a pasuk because it's obvious. So if I were to say that, that's dead wrong. No, because the Gemara says, Ben Zoma turned to Chachamim and say, I disagree. It's not Noheges L'Doros. It's not Noheges L'Doros. Why in the world? Because There already is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Hine yamim boim um Hashem lo yomar od." No, the Navi says there's going to come a time where we're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do you have to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim when you experience the Gula Asida? So right now, when we reference Geula, we reference Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there is going to come a time where absolutely we are not going to be obligated to masker Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, that's an important chiddush. So it's not that Ben Zoma said, you chacham are obviously right. Ben Zoma Chachamim said, you're wrong. In my opinion, that it is not Oheges Ladoros. Oh, if it's not Oheges Ladoros, then how can it be counted in Tarya Mitzvos? Tarya Mitzvos Morasha means something which is absent Oheges Ladoros. You know, when you usually think about Morasha, we think about something that happened once in Mitzrayim or in the Midbar. No, no. Here it happens for thousands of years, each and every day, but it has an end point. An end point. Nimosa Mashiach, Lo Yom Arod. Oh, maybe that's called a Rasha. A Rasha that continues for thousands of years, but nonetheless, a Rasha. The other Teretz Reb Chaim gave, an incredible Chiddush, is that Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's part of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. Part of Kriyashma. Kriyashma means affirming a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. What does that mean? A Borei and a Manik. A Borei and a Manik. Borei is Bria Shemayim Varetz. And Manig is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha. So therefore, Yichud Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, goes hand in hand with. So therefore, what do you think, it's a coincidence? The recite Kriyashma, and as part of Kriyashma, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe, wow, that's a single kiyum. Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, when you look in the Rambam in Mitzvah Yud, in the Rambam, the very beginning of Chos Kriyashma, and the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Kriyashma, the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Kriyashma as all three parashios of Shema. You know what's so difficult about that? All three parashios of Shema. The last parasha, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, that's exactly the point. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's part of Kriyashma. And the Rambam defines Kriyashma as all three parashios of Kriyashma. Oh, so of course I'm not going to count it separately. So, two fascinating terutzim of Reb Chaim. Either because it's a Rasha, or because it's part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Okay. So in principle, it's a din d'oraisa. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah min haTorah. Is that limited to Yom? Or does that apply even to Laila? Even to Laila is a... Oh. And in turn, a following machlokas. What l'maisa was machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? Ben Zoma says at night, Nachamim say no. What was my focus? Exactly. These two issues indeed can be related. What is the chiyuv of Zechiras Yetzias Balayla? And what exactly was the machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? Who said, you take a look at the Rashba, Nasugya, Brachas Daf Yud Beis, the Rashba writes, Dermas Marbos Manazaria, or the following Kiddush, that you would daven in Ben Zoma Shul, you daven in the Chachamim Shul, you couldn't tell. There was no, you picked up Ben Zoma's Siddur, you picked up the Chachamim Siddur, you couldn't tell. Meaning that Kriyashma at night was all three parshas. It's not that in Ben Zoma's Shul it was three parshas, but according to the Chachamim, Zechiras Yetzias by Yom, and therefore Kriyashma was two parshas. That's not true. The Siddur was an integral. Even the Chachamim agree, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Belaylos. What do you mean? That's the Machlokes. Ben Zoma the Chachamim. Oh, so Rashba quotes the Shitas HaRaivim. That no, the Machlokes is exactly this point. Is that a Din D'Araisa or is that not? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Belaylos. D'Araisa D'Rabbanan. Everyone agrees, Zechiras Yetzias from Belaylos. Ben Zoma is Chiddush that there's a Pasuk of Kol, that Ribui is a Din D'Araisa. That Ribui is a Din D'Araisa. And the Chachamim deny that, but they agree, Mazkirin, only as a Din D'Rabbanan. Wow, that's the Shita Saraiva. So everyone agrees that they used to mention Zechiras Yetzias from Balayla, but my focus, whether it's a Din D'Araisa, or whether it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Wow. The Shita of the Ra'a is almost the opposite. Ben Zoma Shita of Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. And what about the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, they were not mazkir at all. According to the Chachamim, they were not mazkir. It's Yisrael Malala. And even according to Ben Zoma, that says that they were, even that's only a din rabbanan. That's a very machlokes, the Ravid, in the Ra'ah. What were they arguing about practically? And Ben Zoma's shita that mazkir and tzias in Shabbat Lailos, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din rabbanan? Well, so that's a very heavy issue. No? A heavy issue. If you hold like the Chachamim, then the whole kasha doesn't begin, because there's no mitzvah of zechiras tzias in Shabbat Lailos. So you ask me, what about the Seder night? Obviously, there's a mitzvah at the Seder night to involve yourself into Yimazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's clear. According to the Ra'ah, also the Kasha doesn't begin. Because according to the Ra'ah, even though Ben Zama says Mazkir, and that's only a din, the Rabbanan. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim at the Lel Seder is not the din, the Rabbanan. That indeed is a din, the Raisa. So if you hold, like Ben Zoma, A, and you hold that Ben Zoma sheet is a din daraisa, which is how we assume l'halacha, that's what the Shagasari writes in Siman Yud, in Siman Yud Beis, we assume l'halacha, that combination, that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla is a din daraisa, then the kasha begins. Then and only then the kasha begins. If that really is true, so, what exactly is unique about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim when Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies Midaraisa each and every night? Oh, so now you have to look for differences. What exactly are those differences? From Slavichik and the very first piece in Shurim LeZecher Abba Mori, addressed this B'Shem Reb Chaim. And there, Slavichik pointed out B'Shem Reb Chaim another difference is, then added another fundamental difference. Difference number one, clearly, again, it doesn't address the issue in its entirety, is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a daily obligation. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is uniquely true. Lel Chamishasa V'Nisan. That certainly is true. Okay, what are the differences? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you fulfill with the Zechira Koldu, just acknowledging that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That is not true when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires more. How much more? What more? We'll have to see. But is it really true that you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim when you're already in Shul, you daven Maariv? You know? You daven Maariv, you said Kriyashma. Kriyashma has the postulate that yes, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Can I honestly say, you know what? I'm coming home now. I already fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because I was mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. Or do I argue that no, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires something above and beyond a mere haskara koldu? A mere haskara? Everyone agrees, Chol Hamar Bereza Meshubach, that's clear. But again, what exactly does that mean? And what is considered to be the need mikar hadin, what is considered to be that which is, maila, that is considered to be that which is meshubach. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that is done privately, beinov ben atzmo, I do so myself. Obviously, the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur by essence, by definition, means la'acherim. It doesn't necessarily mean that is considered to be the yikuva. If a person, for whatever reason, is by himself at the Seder, I wouldn't say don't bother, because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only v'higadta levincha, only a discussion. It cannot just simply be a soliloquy that a person by himself is doing so. It has to involve others. Rav Slavichik stressed what I just mentioned, that Zechiras Yetzias and B'Shem Reb Chaim is part of Kriyashma, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not. A point Rav Slavichik added was as follows. Hallel, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim means you acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. When you look in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos Kufnun Zayin, when you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, they add that it's not al timazkir, but l'hodo su l'hallel is part of the kim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of the kim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, that sounds mufurish in Haggadah. Anachnu chayav l'hodo su l'hallel. That's not true of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's true of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another difference, the mitzvah sayam. The mitzvah sayam. When it comes to, obviously, every night of the year, we're not performing mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Manah. When it comes to the Seder, we are. We have mitzvah sayam. Oh, but the following issue. To what extent would one argue that the mitzvah sayam are completely independent, unrelated mitzvahs? Or is it possible to argue that the mitzvah sayam are part of the kiyum of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? If that really is true, that the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah are not really standalone mitzvahs, but all of those are essential for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's an obvious difference, no? The mitzvahs HaSeder are essential for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, but obviously not when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you look in the Mishnah Pesachim of Kuf Tezayin, there, again, the statement of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shlomar Shlosh Adorim Pesach L'Yatzi Dechavasa, Pesach Matzah and Maror. And you know what? I'll tell you two incredible horrors. Now, when Rabbi Gamliel says L'Yatzi Dechavasa, is that just Minabuchar? Or is that even B'di'evet? Is that B'di'evet? When Gamliel says the following, you're not Yotze. What does it mean you're not Yotze? You're really not Yotze. You're not Yotze. Or does it mean, you know, well, Yatzri Chavosa means min hamuch, min hamuch. Tosus and Sukkah, Daf Gimel. The Gemara discusses a person configures a Sukkah, Jason, let's say, to his garage, and Shulchan, the Sukkah Bayis. The Shulchan is inside. It's inside. So Tosus quotes that the language of the Sukkah is very, very strong, no? You know? If you sit in the sukkah in such a way, shochal b'soch habayis, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You know what that means? You don't fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. You don't fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. Wow, that's pretty strong language. That's pretty strong language. You know what's so difficult about that? That, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with you sitting in the sukkah and shochal b'soch habayis? You know what the answer is? Shema imashek achar shulchan. You know, if your shulchan is b'soch habayis, you know, you may end up b'soch habayis. That's the problem. Technically speaking, if you sit in sukkah, you're going to be outside, even if shulchan is b'soch habayis. But we're concerned, shema imashek achar shulchan. Because of shema imashek achar shulchan, lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah mecha. So Tosus right in sukkah's down gimel, an incredible, incredible thing. That's a separate shir. When to apply his prince and when not. Or Tosus writes, Bamshel, know that even though something is only a din d'rabbanan, sometimes when the chachamim will do so, they will supplement with that which is d'rabbanan, and you ignore the d'rabbanan, literally, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah yarecha. That uproots the din d'araisa. Oh, that's what Tosus says. Sometimes failure to abide by the din d'rabbanan is the ikuv in the mitzvah d'araisa. After all, when it comes to all mitzvahs of Torah, the Torah empowers the chachamim. The Torah empowers the chachamim to frame, to be magtir, to make takanos, zeros, pirusha Torah. And if the chachamim said, this is what you have to do, and you ignore them, literally, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah minecha. That's something which is pretty striking. No? Wow, pretty striking. That's the din of Rabbi Kveger. Drish v'chidish mechagigam arachaches. A person blows sofer on Shabbos. He wasn't supposed to do that. That's a gzer d'rama. Is there a kiyum d'araisa? Is there a kiyum d'araisa? The starting point is, mi d'araisa, you're supposed to be tokei b'shofar. Rosh Hashanah chabtes. That's the starting point. Chama said, no. So is it true to argue that if I'm tokei b'shofar b'shabbos, yes, a kiyum d'araisa, but an issa d'rabana? Or do you argue, literally, lo kiyum to mitzvah b'yanecha? Wow, that's like a very heavy deal. In Shofar, interesting, Rabbi Kivir doesn't reference the Tosus. In Sukkah Dav Gimel, Shofar, Rabbi Kivir regards you're Yotze. Wow. But in Sukkah, Tosus says you're not Yotze. You know who disagrees with that Tosus? The Ran. The Ran in Sukkah. The Tosus is in Dav Gimel. You know who disagrees? The Ran. The Ran says, no, sometimes, when Chazal will say, lo kiyam to mitzvah, it doesn't mean no kiyam. It means you don't fully fulfill the mitzvah. You don't fully fulfill the mitzvah. Wow. You don't fully fulfill the mitzvah. But of course there's a kiyum d'oraisa. You don't fully... And what's the Ran's Raya? Ready for this? You know what the Ran's Raya is? Rabban Gamliel? Kol shlomo 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 pe'elz v'yasrei chalasa. You really mean to say that if you don't elaborate on the significance of Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, there's no kiyum whatsoever? There's no kiyum whatsoever. Wow, wow. That's the Ran's Raya that lo kiyamta or liyatzrei chavasa should not always be understood in absolute terms. It means you're not properly yotzei. You're not fully yotzei. Okay, wow. So Tosa says you're not yotzei. And the Ran says, no, you're not fully yotzei. But I'll still tell you there's something ambiguous. You're not yotzei, or you're not fully yotzei. You ready? What? What? What exactly? What is it? There are two possibilities, no? You don't explain the significance of matzah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of what? I'll tell you two possibilities. Matzah. Matzah. Well. Who says that? That's Mefurish in the Ramban. Rosalvechik used to say, oh, that's the Ramban Shita. Yeah, you know, we would break our heads. Who, what, where is this Ramban? Where is this Ramban? You know what the answer is? It's a Mochamos, right? In the very beginning of Maseches Brachos. Da Beis and Da Beis and Da Beirif. Ramban is talking about something else. The Ramban is talking about creation. And there, the Ramban makes this point to the Ran, that sometimes, when Chazal will say Lo Yatza, or Lo Kiyamta, it doesn't mean that there's no kiyum whatsoever. It means he didn't fully. And what's the raya? The raya is Rambam Gamliel. Oh, that's what the Ran said. Oh, but the Ramban just adds one line. One line. Well, that even though Rambam Gamliel says that if you don't explain the significance of the mitzvah, Sliyatzei Chavasa, it doesn't mean below Sheit Sarach Lachser V'lechal Pesach Matzah Morah. It doesn't mean it's the ikuva to the point that you have to go ahead and eat the matzah and the mar and the korban pesach again. Wow. Oh, see, the Ramban answers my question. No? What chiyuv was Ramban referring to? Ramban's mafurish. The mitzvah. The mitzvah. Wow, wow. And that's the raya of the Ramban that Rabban Gamliel said. You're not yotzei. Really, you eat matzah and you don't explain matzah zu shana ochlim. It really means you're not yotzei matzah. You know what the Ramban answers? No, Rabban Gamliel was talking about matzah. But loyatza means loyatza kilchasa. Loyatza minamucha. Wow, wow. The Ramban was mechurish. That Rabban Gamliel was talking about the requisite mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Mara. That's the mashmos of Tosus. There in that sugya. Kufta Zayim and Aleph. That's a ha'ar of the Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner is from elsewhere. Sukkot HaPaches. That from Tosus, Psachim, Kufta Zayim. Tosus is referring to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs. Wow, 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 wow. You know what? Take a look at the Mefarshim in the Haggadah. On the piece of Rambam Gamliel. You know, we have Mamish, you know, the... Take a look at the Pirush of the Rashbam. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rambam Gamliel, Rashbam assumes it's referring to matzah. The Pirush of the Aruch Chaim, it's referring to matzah. Take a look at the Pirush Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Ravan and the Tashbates. No, Rabban Gamliel was not referring to Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. Well, what in the world do you mean Lo Yatzei Dechavasa? It's Mefurish and the Ravan, Mefurish and the Tashbates. Mefurish. Rabban Gamliel was referring to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. What, you eat matzah and you don't elaborate on the significance of matzah, you're not Yotzei Matzah? You know what the Rambam writes, Paraglava Chaschamitza Matzah. A person forces you to eat matzah, you eat matzah. Mitzvah Sein Tzri Chaschavan, and Sir Yotzei. What happened to Rambam Gamliel? Now you have to... No. Who says Rambam Gamliel was talking about the mitzvah of matzah? Well, what's the alternative? Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that you have to retell the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But, you also must incorporate the mitzvah Salayla. The mitzvah Salayla are part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. You often pointed out, you know what? the placement of the Rambam is pretty critical. Where does the Rambam place this halacha Rambam Gamliel of Kol Mishlamar Shloshim Leilu? But yeah, today Chalasa. Guess what? You know where the Rambam writes this? In Perek Zayin of Chos Chometz Amatzah. Perek Zayin of Chos Chometz Amatzah. What is Perek Zayin? Perek Zayin is not the mitzvah of Matzah. It's not the mitzvah of Karan Pesach. You know what halacha Aleph is in Perek Zayin? Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah. L'saper v'nisim v'nifal shenas l'avaseh v'melchim v'shosha v'nisim. That's the Perek of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And when the Rambam describes the details of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes, Pascham l'gnos, Misayim b'shvach, Arami avi avi, Kolam arbez v'shubach. And the Rambam says, and if you don't mention the mitzvah salani, you're not yotze. Whoa. You see mafurish, according to Rambam, now, that it's not referring to Pesach. You look in Perek Hei, of course, when someone discusses the mitzvah of matzah, the Rambam does not mention anything about Rambam Gamliel. That's not essential for the mitzvah of matzah. That's essential for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this deal is mufurish in the Kriya Sefer. The Kriya Sefer, the Mabit, there, Perek Zayin, of Chos Chametz HaMatzah, they're mufurish. Lo Yatzi Yedei Chova Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mufurish in the Mabit. No? The place in the Rambam there is considered to be critical. Oh, if that's true. So you see, obviously, there is a unique dimension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that doesn't apply when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is the mitzvahs. The mitzvah salayla, the mitzvah salayla. Is there any indication from the Gemara that that's true? That the mitzvah salayla are essential for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So if you look on the next Amud, Kuf Tezayin with Beis, the Gemara has a fascinating discussion. What is the status of a summa in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Maybe one could argue, since a summa cannot see, he can't perceive as typically one would perceive. Maybe one could argue that a summa is patur milomar ha'agada. Wow. So that's what the Gemara says, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, summa patur milomar ha'agada. Where do you see that that's true? Because you know what? Ooh, several times in Chumash, the Torah uses the word zeh. Zeh. You know what zeh means? Zeh means that we're pointing to something that is demonstrated, it's demonstrable. No, it means something that we perceive. No, that's pretty important. No. When it comes to Matzah Shekel, Zeitzman. When it comes to the configuration, the shape of the menorah, Zemiksha menorah. Rashi quotes the Midrash Chazal in both cases, no? Moshe Rabbeinu was uncertain about what the menorah would look like, no? Herala, no? Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Zemiksha menorah, no? Well, Matzah Shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu was uncertain. What exactly referring to in the Matzah Shekel? What exactly is the Tzarta Kesef? What is the Tzura? Oh, Zeh usually, B'neinu Zeh, Sora More. Now, it means you're pointing to something very, very specific. Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Zeh means a specific, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. No? Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomar Shabbat, exact configuration. Kazeh Re'e V'Kadesh. No? When you see it this way, this is what you must do. No? Oh, Zeh. So, Bavur Zeh. So Rav Acha B'Yaakov writes, one who is incapable of perceiving patur. Wow, assume is patur milomar ha'agada. Wow. That's an important image. No? The Gemara raises the following. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, they were a saginar. They couldn't see. So the Gemara raises the following question. Man da amra gata be Rav Yosef. Who led the Seder in the house of Rav Yosef? Wow. Man da amra gata be Rav Sheshes. Who led the Seder in the house of Rav Sheshes? Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes. How does that work exactly? If a summa is patur milomar ha'agada, and they were the ones who were leading the Seder, wow, what does leading the Seder mean? You know, maybe someone like leads the Seder, he determines the pace, you know. This Torah Torah say, this Torah Torah wait for tomorrow night, right? After the 10th grandchild, you know, okay, now it's time to move on a little bit. No, okay, like, you know, no, it sounds like more than that, no. It sounds like the Mora Chiddush. One person would recite the Seder, the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, and everyone else was Yotzei through Shomei HaKalna. Because that's the Gemara's Kasha. What do you mean? They were really exempt. They're really exempt from Tzipor Tzias Mitzrayim. Man Damar Gatver Es Yosef. So how did they lead the Seder? If leading the Seder meant, you know, everybody says something themselves, that's not such a Kasha. You don't need a Bar Chiyuva L'Hotzi Achem Dechavasa. Maybe one could have argued even differently. You know, Sipur by definition is like there's a Medaber, there's a Shomei, that's Shomei HaKoneh. You know, if the mitzvah is that I must do this, and I'm not doing that, you have to come under Shomei HaKoneh. But if the mitzvah is Sipur, maybe one could argue Sipur is a dialogue, so obviously, not everybody's yelling at the same time. One person is speaking, one person's listening, you know, maybe then we'll flip, you know, the other person will speak, the other person listens. Is it so obvious you have to come out to Shomei HaKoneh? You have to invoke Shomei HaKoneh? Is that so obvious? You have a chavrusa. So one person is reading, the other person is listening. How is the person who's listening yosef? You have to come out to Shomei HaKoneh. So guess what? Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simon Beis, no? Hilchos Tavo Torah, yes. The passive chavrusa is yosef b'torah Shomei HaKoneh. Shomei HaKoneh. Well, that's, that's pretty heavy, no? So you're learning the Masechta. Make sure Chavrus is a guy. No, Chavrus is gonna. She's not. You're engaged to her. She's not chayyed in this limud. No. So what do you mean? How can she be motzi when you're? You know. So how does that work? Shulchan Aruch Rav writes the Chiddush. Know that Eisek B'Torah is a Shomei HaKoneh. In other words, really, dibur is required. Dibur is required, but I'm not speaking. So if I don't speak, how am I Yotzei? Shomei HaKoneh? Oh, wow. Where in the world do you see that that's true? Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, Brachos Tezvon. Wow. Brachos Tezvon says the following. Maybe when you say Kriya Shema, you have to hear every word. That's the Shittur of Yosei. That's Tzarech Lashmi Lazon, and that's Li'ikuv. Where do you see this Li'ikuv? Because the pasuk says, Haskei su Shema Yisrael. Meaning that you have to announce it, you have to articulate, and hear every word. Achavim say, no, that's not true. Tzarech Lashmi Lazno, we assume like Rabbi Yehuda is l'chadchila, but you're yotzi without. What do you with the pasuk? Haskei su Shema Yisrael. You know what our answer is? Hahu b'divrei Torah. It's not referring to Kriya Shema, it's referring to divrei Torah, Talmud Torah, Talmud. Oh, Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's just the Bar Makom. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Ayin Brachos Tezvav. Wow. You know, that's the Maramako. So you see that Talmud Torah requires Tzarech Lashmi Lazno. But once there's a posuk that says you have to hear, don't, it's not a Rai Mochachas, you have to hear Kriya Shema. No. You know what the answer is? That's referring to Talmud Torah. Shulchan Aruch Harav. So you have to articulate. that's pretty incredible. You take a look at the Pnei Yeshur, Shagasari, and that Gemara. You know what they write? When the Gemara says, Lamaskana, Ubi Devi Torah Nechsev, that's a complete reversal. The pasuk's referring to Divrei Torah. And if it's referring to Divrei Torah, obviously, Haskesu Shema does not mean you have to articulate, because there's no such halach when it comes to Talmud Torah. But rather it means you have to Shmias Alev. Not Shmias Oz, you have to understand. Now realize what you're saying. When the Gemara thought it was referring to Kriya Shema, and the Pasuk says, Vidi Bartavam, oh, so then the Havamina is, you have to hear what you're saying. Once the Gemara says it's not referring to Kriya Shema, it's referring to Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is believed, so therefore that's obviously not what the Pasuk means. That's a pretty heavy machlokas, no? And the Chabad writes in Simei Mezayim, Mahar her b'divrei Torah eino tzarech l'orech. You're thinking and learning that doesn't demand berachas Torah. So the Gaon is so bothered. What do you mean? The mitzvah is higisa gam v'layla,
And what is higayon? Higayon. No, the Gemara is higayon levi. No, it means a comprehension. It means a mindset. It doesn't necessarily mean. So the Gemara says, how can the mechaber write? You don't make birchas hatorah and hear her. What do you mean? Ikar Talmud Torah is the thought process. The thought process. Wow. So, you know, we would Pashup Shan assume that Talmud Torah is a process. A person speaks, a person listens. You know, and everyone's going to say the Talmud Torah together. Maybe I would have said the same thing in Shema Tzibri Tzias Mitzrayim. You know, a person says the Dvar Torah, and I listen to the Dvar Torah, and it enhances my understanding of Tzias Mitzrayim. That's Tzibri Tzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, no? Because the Gemara is bothered that if from Yosef and Rav Sheshes, Rav Chaim and Sipur Tzitz Mitzrayim, how could they be motzi the other people at the Seder who are obligated in Sipur Tzitz Mitzrayim? Apparently, no. It requires a Bar Chiyuva, and the Bar Chiyuva is being motzi achem, Mirei Chavasa. Wow, that's something which isn't critical. Oh, so that's the Kasha of the Gemara. That Man de Amra Gad to Deber of Yosef. You know what the Gemara answer is? Really unusual. Really unusual. You know what the Teretz is? Kasavre. You know what they held? Of Yosef Rosh Hashanah. Again, what they held that allowed them to be motzi achem b'dei chavas, the mitzvah sefer tzeis mitzrayim, kasavre rabbanon, matzah bizman hazed rabban. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. Matzah is a din rabban. Like what in the world? No one was talking about being motzi and matzah. No? How do you eat the matzah? So, yeah, it's really hard. You know what? Simple answer, no? You eat the matzah and I'll stare at you, no? And I'm going to be motzi in the mitzvah of matzah? Shemaya konir matzah? Sipri tzis mitzrayim? Oh, the answer is kasavar abanan matzah bezman hazed rabban. What exactly does that mean? So just simply the stipler points out, but it's Poshup Shan Gemara, no? The stipler, and Chelik Yud, and Simon and Hay, but Poshup Shan Gemara, no? Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim requires the Mitzvah Salayla. Requires the Mitzvah Salayla. We don't have Korban Pesach. Mara Bizman Hazeh is only a din Drabanan. So, how in the world do you have Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim without the mitzvos, the mitzvah salayla? Without the mitzvah salayla. So, you know what the answer is? Matzah. We don't have Korban Pesach. We don't have Maror. But we do have matzah. The fact that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah means that we can salvage the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur requires the mitzvah sayon. We don't have Pesach. We don't have Maror. But we have matzah. And the incredible embedded chiddush of the Gemara, if you were to hold that matzah bizman hazeh only din rabbanan, because without Korban Pesach you can't have matzah, that would mean Pesach, matzah, and maror is only a din rabbanan, and therefore Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim would only be a din rabbanan. Because Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim midaraisa requires the mitzvah salayla. Wow, that's pretty stunning. I would say that Poshub Shal Nekomar Zerayim Mochachas of the incredible link, right, between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah salayim. I think this deal can also be found in the Ramban. We mentioned earlier that it sounds like from the Gemara that Birchas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa. And the Gemara actually uses the wording min hatorah, min hatorah. So the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos is like stunned. No, the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of the Torah mitzvos. And the Ramban has a whole section. No, mitzvos sheshachar charav. No, the Ramban writes these are the mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to count. The Rambam has it at the end of mitzvos asay. And then the mitzvah lo saseh. Then the mitzvah saseh. These are the mitzvah saseh that the Rambam forgot to count. Mitzvah tezvah. Birchasator. Wow. How does the Rambam make Birchasator? Okay, maybe one could argue Birchasator is only a din rabbanan. Oh, but as you mentioned, right, 45 minutes ago. What do you mean? That was that Mabit, not Dom of Kriya Sefer? No, close to the Perikim Beis. No. Even the Rambam agrees, Berchaz in the Raisa, but this is a technical machlokes. Do you count Talmud Torah and Berchaz Torah as one mitzvah? Or do you count Talmud Torah and Berchaz Torah as two separate mitzvahs? Wow. That's already, but the Mabit writes in Kriya Sefer. Guess what? When you look in that Ramban, in the Hosafos, the mitzvah is the same mitzvah tezvah. The Ramban already mentions this possibility. Why does the Rambam not mention Birchas HaTorah? Maybe you could argue it's not that, it's only Drabanan, but somehow it's part of another mitzvah. I'll give you an example. Sefer HaChinuch generally follows the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch does not count Birchas HaTorah. Okay. But take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Tav Lamed. Tav Lamed is the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. Oh, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Parsha Seika, that's a mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch just makes the following comment. Realize how unusual this is. Birchas HaMazon, a bracha which is d'oraisa. Because, unfortunately, Sefer HaChinuch, that's pretty rare. Because the only other bracha that you have d'oraisa is Birchas HaTorah. It's mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Lamed, that Birchas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa. Even though it's not counted. So I would say that's clear, I think, this Mahalech, that just because it's not counted doesn't mean it's Drabanan. So why is it not counted? Oh, so maybe a simple answer. That Talmud Torah Birchas says, considered to be like one. So the Ramban already mentions that. And the Ramban writes, he doesn't think that's a good teretz. Ramban doesn't think that's a good teretz. But what's wrong with that teretz? What's wrong with that teretz? Because if you're really going to hold that's true, that Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah is one mitzvah and it should be counted separately, so you know what? That is going to be very inconsistent. Very inconsistent. Inconsistent with who? Inconsistent with what? Oh, so Ramban writes, Bikurim. There's Mikra Bikurim, there's Kriyasa Bikurim. There's Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim. Havas Bikurim, and the Kriyasa Parsha. The Kriyasa Parsha. Well, Havas Bikurim. Guess what? That's Ramban Sefer Mitzvah's Kuf Chafei. Mikra Bikurim. That's Kuf Lamed Beis. The Rambam writes Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim are two separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam writes that would really be inconsistent to count Bikurim as two and to count Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah as one. If the Rambam would have counted Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim as one, so you know what I would have said? The act and the utterance, the rendition, is counted as one mitzvah. But you see that's not true when it comes to Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. They're counted separately. So to say that Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah are one, and Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim are two, that would be a blatant sin. Wow. Okay, you know, I have to think about that. No, that's a kash. And you're ready for this? The Ramban writes, I'll give you another example. Here, this blows you out of the water, no? Mikra Bikurim, okay, I got that, you know, I have to think about it. I'll think about it right before I go to sleep and hopefully I wake up with a good teretz, no? Okay. And then the Ramban adds the following. And I'll give you another example. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Im Achilas HaPesach. Like, what? It's really difficult to say that Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah is counted as one, because the Rambam counts, yeah, what? The Rambam counts Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karban Pesach as two. And that's a blatant inconsistency. To count Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karban Pesach as two, and to count Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah as one. That really sounds very unusual, no? You know, if I ask you, is mikra bikrum avos for 1 minute or 2 minutes? You know, you'll probably tell me, I can hear both ways, I'm not sure. You know? Yeah, think about it, you know? Chelke ha-mitzvah. You know? Chalitza also has a kriya saparsha. But the Rambam counts the chalitza saminal and the kriya saparsha is 1 mitzvah. Okay, you know, that's like heavy, you know? I'm not sure. If I were to ask you, is Sipri Yetzias Mitzvah and Karm Pesach, 1 mitzvah or 2 mitzvahs? What's the answer? I have to think about it. I'm not sure, you know? Like, I would say, what in the world? Like, what in the world? Obviously, Sipri Yetzias and Karm Pesach are 2 serenities. That's not a raya toward anything. It's really a stira to say that Sipri Yetzias Mitzvah and Karm Pesach are 2 separate mitzvahs? And Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah is 1 mitzvah? No, that can't be. What can't be? Bikurim I get, like that's a kasha, that requires a teretz, no? But Sipri Yetzias Yisrael, Achilas Pesach, that should be 1 mitzvah. That's really surprising. The Ramban thinks somehow that's a kasha. Somehow that's a kasha. So I'll tell you a couple of haras, no? Hara 1 is as follows. Now, this is not the shir now, though we've spoken about the past. What exactly is the relationship between Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra. When you utter the Shem Hashem, Havogel Elokim. You know, I would say that's a pretty tight relationship. It's a pretty tight relationship. The Kriya, Shem Hashem, when you invoke, you hear, Yom Lamed Hei. The Kohen Gadol says Hashem HaVarash. But you're not going to respond. You're not going to respond. No? What do you mean you're not going to respond? Ki Shem Hashem Echo, Gadol Okeinu, Baruch Hashem Kol Malchuso. You have to respond. You hear the Shem Hashem, the Torah Hashem, you have to respond. Fascinating, it's like a single drasha. The Ramban, it's Psich the Chumash. Torah Shmoser Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Kishem Hashem Ekra. Kishem Hashem Ekra. I would tell you, the Rambam would argue, because, let's say Lando Sereb Chaim. Birchas HaTorah is Chal on the Chefze Shal Torah. Whatever, the Chefze Shal Torah requires a bracha. Azkar Hashem Hashem requires a bracha. Like Shem Frosh requires a bracha. Havas bikurim, mikra bikurim. You know, I'll tell you the following. Havas bikurim, mikra bikurim are very different. Very different. You know what? Havas bikurim means the following. You know what? That you're a farmer. You toiled. You really worked. You worked very hard. Baruch Hashem, the first crops. You know, you may have a mindset of thinking, kochi votsin yadi. This is all my doing. You know what the Torah says? Kol chelev l'Hashem. No. You have your bikurim. You know what? Bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a recognition, you know, that everything you have is a result of Hashkachas Hashem. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you the following. You're doing that. You're bringing your bikurim to the Mikdash Hashem. You know what? It's a chasana, you're speaking at Sheva Brachos, you know, it's your bar mitzvah. You know what I would tell the chasana mitzvah bachar? Yeah, it's a nice opportunity to say thank you, you know? It's an appropriate time to say thank you. You know, you reach a milestone, it's an appropriate time to say thank you. The parsha of Mikri Yikrum is kula hoda. It's kula hoda. Thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not even that you thank Kadosh Baruch Hu just for Bikurim, no? Arami Ovid Ovid, no? Harami Aviravit, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our history, for the present, offering the Bikurim, for our future, our destiny, you know? It's an appropriate opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ask me a mumbus, is the Mikra Bikurim Chal Al HaBikurim? You know what I would tell you? Not really. It's not that the Mikra Bikurim is Chal Al HaBikurim, but I will tell you, it's an appropriate time in your life to offer Shevach Vada B'Shas Havas Bikurim. There are two kiyumim. This is a kim of hodah. When do you give hodah? There are certain times in life where it's appropriate to give hodah. You know, birchas hamazon, it's appropriate to give hodah. When a person vachalta v'savata, it's appropriate to give. A person offers his first fruits, it's appropriate to give hodah. But clearly, the offering and the hodah are different kiyumim. And that's what I would argue Pashup Shad according to the Rambam sheet. If it's an independent kiyum of hodah, but Havas Bikrim just tells us, you know what, it's appropriate to render this hodah at the time of, those are separate mitzvahs. But when you have, Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah, it's not just simply, you know what, when you're learning, it's an appropriate time to go ahead and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's much more than that, no. Kishem Hashem Ekra, you know. A person's no to Luv and Esra, you know, and he recites a bracha. You know, it's appropriate when you're no to Luv and Esra to thank Hashem. No, I'll tell you, you know what, this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, which is Chalol HaMitzvah. That Pashup Shat is the Rambam Sheet when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. And not when it comes to Mikra Bikurim. Those are two separate kiyumim. I Mikra Bikurim is B'shas Hava. That's true, because that's an auspicious time. That's an appropriate time. And I will tell you, is the Teres of Kasha the Rambam. Wow. What in the world is Rambam talking about when Rambam says, Sipra Yitzis B'shayit Nachil Sapesach? Why are they separate? What in the world does that mean? Why are they separate? Why would you think that they should be combined? No? Why would you think indeed that that's true? So I'll tell you, this is based on two chiddushim. Half of the chiddush is this theme, that Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is not independent of the mitzvahs. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim goes hand in hand with the mitzvahs. Baharaya. That if matzo be drabanam, you can't have Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not that these are two independent mitzvahs. Why are we counting the mitzvah of tefillin and Shabbos as two separate mitzvahs? Obviously they're independent. But no. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is dependent on Achilas HaPesach, maybe one should argue, that's a single mitzvah b'shlemusa. Wow. And I'll tell you a second. You know what the Ramban sheet about Birchas HaTorah is? That Ramban, Sefer Mitzvahs, Tezvah, Rambam describes what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is. What's the nature of Birchas HaTorah? Guess what the Rambam maintains? Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah Talmud Torah. It's not at all. Now, Birchas HaMitzvah typically is only a Din Rabbanan. Birchas HaTorah is a Din D'Oraisa. So what is Birchas HaTorah? You know what the answer is? The Mefurish Rambam. It's like Birchas HaMazon, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah Sator. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah Sator. Wow. So you know what you see according to the Ramban? That even Birchas HaTorah Talmud Torah, it is not like an absolute overlap. No, they're independent. Talmud Torah, Birchas or Birchas HaTorah. You know, maybe I'll tell you like just referenced a few minutes ago. What more appropriate time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah HaTorah when you're about to be Osek B'Torah? That's appropriate. But it's not similar to a bracha of Achilas Matzah on Achilas Matzah. Halachot v'halachot. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and there is a chiyu to recite a bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah HaTorah. Wow. For example, one day in Tosfos, Brachas Yud Aleph, there's no need to learn after you recite Birchas HaTorah. You make a bracha of Achilas Matzah, you don't eat matzah. Ooh, that's a major problem. That's a bracha Shinat Tzricha. You recite Birchas HaTorah, you don't learn afterwards. Why is that a major problem? We have a minnag now, one day in Tosfos, of learning afterwards. Now, is that absolutely essential? You know, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah, yes. If it's a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah, I would say, you know what? It's appropriate. Well, what better way than showing Hodah than by doing it, no? You know, a guy tells me, I'm so thankful, I'm in the yeshiva, what can I do? What can you do? Why don't you just follow the rules? No, you're so thankful. So follow the Sarim, follow the Zarin, follow the davening, you know, you're so thankful, you know, you don't have to bake a cake, you know, just, like, follow the rules, you know, that'll be the best, you know, what a more appropriate way of thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah than being osek the Torah. But it's not that the Birchas HaTorah is chal on the limarat. That's exactly the Ramban. Realize the two ha'aras, and that is according to Ramban, Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah is a loose relationship. And the Ramban assumes that loose relationship also exists between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Mitzvah Salayla. Because the Gemara says without the Mitzvah Salayla, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is demoted to a Din Rabbanan. Oh, so that's the background of this Ramban. Where the Ramban writes that it would be a stira to count the Mitzvah Salayla and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim separately and to argue that Talmud Torah Berachah says one Mitzvah. Now that's because that combination of that's an important chiddush, the relationship between. You know, there's a tshuva sarash in Klal Chav Dalet, right? Where the tshuva shos raises a fascinating question. I'll speak about this a little bit more. Why is it that there's no birchas hamitzvah on the Haggadah? Why don't you send a bracha on the Haggadah? This is a mitzvah deraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, so that's pretty fascinating. No? Why isn't there a Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Maybe many different answers. Take a look at that Tshuva Sarash, Chav Dalet. What do you mean? See about Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasos HaMaisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us on this night to do various acts. Acts. Umitokach Anu Zochri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, we're obligated to have Matzah, Pesach, Maror, and we recite Brachos on Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Those brachos on Pesach, Matzah, Maror, you know what? That includes or exempts a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is framed around the Mitzvah Salayla. And we recite the bracha on the Mitzvah Salayla. And the Mitzvah Salayla is what leads us to Mitokach, Anu Zochri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, so therefore, after all, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rosh writes a Chiddush. Lav Dafka Haggadah B'Peh. Wow, I'll have to talk about this. Maybe tomorrow. Sipur Yetzias does not require Dibur. Maybe I would say yes, it does. But no, Mufurish and Rosh. Lav Dafka Haggadah B'Peh. It doesn't mean you have to articulate. It means you have to be mindful of. And what is it that makes you mindful of? What do you mean? You're doing all these mitzvahs. And we talk of Zorchi and Tzias Mitzrayim. V'lav dafka gadol b'peh. Oh, so therefore, there's no separate bracha and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wow. The bracha on the mitzvah salayla exempt you from the bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That also bears out that incredible hemshin. Okay. I'll just conclude. Rav Soloveitchik added one beautiful point. Beautiful point that in Mafternach Pesach Hafika. What does that mean? You know, you have to make sure that Tamatz remains with you. Why exactly is that true? So maybe one possibility, based on this feeling, there has to be a connection between the Mitzvah Salayla and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where do you have that connection? Oh, for the first half of the Seder, that's no kasha. Where do you have that connection? B'shoshem matzo u'mora munochin lefanecha. No? Guess what? Matzazu. Lechem oni. Ono levram harbe. What about the second half of the Seder? Halo hagadol. What about the second half of the Seder? The mitzvah sachila is already done. No? You've already finished. Where then? The Gemara says, well, you can't have the sipur without matzah. No? Good, but the matzah's done. You finished drafting Komen. You're done. So if that really is true, so where exactly is that Hemshech? So Soloveitchik said, fascinating. No, you know what the Hemshech is? Ein Maftirnach HaPesach HaPikon. You have to make sure that Tamatzah is B'Picho. That the Tamatzah lingers above and beyond the Mitzvah Sachila. To create that linkage. And I'll tell you, Chinesh HaBalamor, when does this come to an end? Ein Maftirnach HaPesach HaPikon. You're not supposed to eat anything, drink anything after the matzah. Until when? Not so clear.
until the next morning, until Chatzos. Maybe it depends on Rabbi Elazar, maybe you know what the Balamah writes? Mufurish. Then himself, you know. That Isser only applies until the end of the Seder. Until the end of the Seder. You're continuing to be Osek in Itzias Mitzrayim, the Sofa Seder, and that's Mamish, the Halal HaGadol. Where's the link of that to Mitzvah? The answer is Kamatz Levicha. And now if the Seder comes to an end, whatever time that is, before Chatzos, that is no longer an Isser. The whole purpose of Ein Maftirin is to connect the second half of the Seder to the Mitzvah Salayla, and when the Seder comes to an end, that restriction of Ein Maftirin also comes to an end. Wow, that's the Kedusha of Balamor. These are many aspects of the uniqueness of it. We'll have to discuss maybe tomorrow is the other element, the uniqueness of Mitzvah Salayla, Halal. The uniqueness of Halal, not as an independent Mitzvah, but how, as it seems in that Rambam, Kufna Zayin is part of the Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so I won't pick up.